Okay, Mr. Johnson, let's refer back to conditional use number 1943, Charles L. Williams.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use number 1943 for Charles L. Williams based on the record made at the public hearing, and because I feel that the property's location in an AR1 district is not appropriate for an automotive repair shop. I base this motion on the following reasons. One, I do not want to establish a precedent that a homeowner who invites friends to his property to work on cars, street rides, race cars, etc., should require some zoning approval from Sussex County. This type of use is incidental to the primary use of the property as Mr. Williams' home, and I do not believe there is anything in the code that prohibits friends and neighbors getting together to socialize and work on their cars. Two, I do not want to establish the precedent that a conditional use is appropriate for this neighborhood. If the county approves this use as a conditional use, I am concerned that some later applicant would argue that it creates a valid precedent for some type of intensive conditional use or rezoning in the area. If this applicant is not operating a business, I do not want to create a conditional use just to regulate him and then run the risk of an unintended consequence that an actual business use would seek zoning approval in this area. Three, if the applicant does rent the property out or it is determined that the applicant is financially profiting from the operation, or if there are more than three titled cars not owned by the property owner on the site being worked on in any given day, then the conditional use will be necessary. Four, I am satisfied that the applicant understands the position he is in and the limitations that exist as to what he can do and not do on his property without further approvals from Sussex County. I am satisfied that both neighbors and code enforcement officials will be monitoring the use to ensure that it does not exceed what is currently happening there. Five, the property does not have direct access to Martin's Farm Road and uses a right-of-way, which is essentially a shared driveway with a residence. And six, in summary, my motion for denial should not be seen as putting a stop to what Mr. Williams and his friends can do on the property. Instead, I feel that their current activities do not necessarily require county regulation in the form of a conditional use, so we should not impose one upon them unless the character and nature of the use that can occur on the property by the property owner and his friends should change.
Question and a comment, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
The question is under three, by stipulating the number of cars not owned on site being worked on or whatever, are we not in effect putting a conditional use in effect?
It's not a condition.
There's no condition. That's my reasons behind
saying that, you know.
I don't think he can put a condition.
You know, and he can't. It's more, I think, the way I read it would be that it's sort of guidance for everybody that, you know, if you start getting to the point where, you know, you, like the discussion, you're profiting from the use or whatever number of cars are there that's beyond just a hobby, that's when the county should take a look at, you know, whether it needs to come in, I guess, and apply for a conditional use. Is that sort of what you're?
Yeah. I just, you know, I don't know that it's appropriate to put that in. And even the part about profiting, I mean, if the man is taking donations, are they profits or are they donations? And we get into this quagmire of conditions, and this is why I was where I was before. And then that question notwithstanding, just a little statement about the AR1. I mean, we have a number of automobile body shops, metal shops, body repair shops, all kinds of conditional uses in AR1 zoned areas of the county. So I think it's misleading the state that this type of use in AR1 is not appropriate. In this particular situation where this AR1 site is, it's very questionable, that I'll grant you. But to have a blanket statement that says these types of uses aren't in AR1 is just either we've already approved a mess that shouldn't have been approved, or it's just not straightforward. And I would suggest that we strike three. That's just my opinion.
I just want to be clear about one thing, though. You know, and I, Mr. Ross is absolutely correct that there are, and this is the difficulty, honestly, with this one, I think, that the commission's wrestling with. You know, there are plenty of conditional uses for the types of thing that he discussed in AR1, and probably every zoning district, but AR1 comes to mind. I'm just thinking of something I can think of. But those, I mean, those are clearly businesses. I mean, there's a corporation that's come in where they've applied for, you know, a metal fabrication company or a agricultural equipment repair shop or, you know, a car or truck repair place. What I really would just want to caution the commission about is I think we set the county up for a great deal of difficulty if we're going to say that somebody, going back to what we talked about, who's using it for personal reasons, you know, with getting their friends over to work on a car or cars, requires a conditional use, because I think that's a different set of folks than the metal fabrication company or the body shop or, you know, the lawnmower repair conditional uses we've had. You know, I agree with you, if it's an automotive repair place, it needs a conditional use. But I don't want to start, you know, pitting neighbors against neighbors every time there's a guy working on cars in his garage where somebody's claiming he needs to be a conditional use, you know, because this guy's not, and I'm, you know, that's the difficulty. Is this guy operating a business or not? But, you know, I just am really concerned about stating that somebody for personal reasons is, you know, working on cars that we've established that may require conditional use.
You know. How would we have established that? I mean, we didn't ask this gentleman to come in.
No, I think that's what you have to determine is whether it's...
He came in and he says, I want to establish a business. I want to charge for my work. I've been doing it voluntarily. You know, we're not telling him he has to. I mean, he can continue to do what he's been doing, and that's fine. But he's saying he wants to change what he's been doing. I mean, we didn't start this process.
Well, I think the point of what I heard on the motion was, though, that we don't want to approve it as a business because it's not appropriate to do that.
All right, but then we start putting conditions on, well, if you're making too much money, we know he's already volunteering and taking donations, so is that making money or is that donations? Or we are saying, well, you can only have so many cars. Well, that was already in his conditional use proffered as part of the conditions of his application. Well, so in a back door, we're putting similar conditions as proffered by the applicant as part of a denial. It's just, I just think it's a quagmire.
I think that's the truth.
I don't disagree that it's a quagmire. Right. Definitely don't disagree that it's a quagmire.
I mean, only proffered to have two vehicles at the time that we're allowing him three under the denial.
That can be changed. I think that was more of a suggestion, or as our council characterized it, more of guidance. I sort of took it more as being a message to the applicant that, look, you don't need conditional use to do what you're doing, and we don't think it's a good place for one anyway. But if you start doing something else, you're going to be back here asking for it because you will need it.
And that's no different from what the commission does on other business items all the time when folks come in and ask for guidance.
We tell them, it's simply by way of information. I don't want to say it's a warning, but it's just a statement of fact that they need to be aware of, that if they do change what they're doing, they most definitely will be back. But no question, it's quagmire.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
But the denial does not come with any conditions. It just comes with a denial.
No, that's what I'm saying. That was just no legal conditions at all. No, nothing. It was just advice, you know, from Mike. Advice from Mike. All it was. Not worth any more, maybe, than you're going to charge for it, right?
Right.
Okay.
I agree with Mr. Ross. I think we should strike item 3 from your reason for denial. Our comments are a part of the record.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody listening on the internet knows what Mike's advice is. I think Mr. Ross and I'd be happier having number 3 struck.
Well, yeah, given the advice of my fellow commissioners, I don't
which
want
also
to,
may not be worth any more than we're going to charge you for
that's
it.
That's right. Mr. Johnson, just to be genuine with the commission and yourself, I mean, I think it's inappropriate, but I don't think it's going to change my vote on this particular issue. So don't change it because you think it's
Don't change it because you think you're making Mr. Ross happy.
No.
Because he's not going to be happy.
No, I'm happy either way. I just, you know, and it's not, I understand. I mean, I understand.
Good, we're not all going to agree all the time, but we still don't even have a second.
Well, and it's not really.
There wasn't a second.
There's no second, so you can, you can change.
Well, we hadn't had discussion according to our rules prior to the second, and we couldn't have discussion.
That's fine.
And I don't have a problem with removing number three, because it's really not a basis for my recommendation for denial. It was more or less, I was trying to proffer some sense of direction as to when, who can complain about who.
Well, what you did was you ended up with complaints from your fellow commissioners.
And you certainly have the ability, if you wish to make a change in your motion, to do it. There's no second at this point. So, and this is why we follow the Mason's rules of legislative procedure instead of Robert's rules of order, so that we can discuss things before the second, before we have a second, and make changes, and thereby serve the public interest.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as I stated before, my motion should stand without number three included in that motion.
So you're striking number three.
Yep.
Okay.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1721, Captain's Way Development LLC.
Wrong one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, you know, reading the list here. Let's try that again. It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 1943, Charles L. Williams, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion carried 4-1. Okay, gentlemen, that completes our old business for this evening.